Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Larry, you were just off the sick list last week. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I've been coming in, part days for all of this week. I'm starting to feel a little stronger, a little better. I'll tell you, you don't want to get pneumonia at my age because it really knocks you down. But the, I'm back in the saddle and raring to work.
Larry, your office had a news release this week. What was in it?
That was a news release on a life cycle study, and it was with Minviro out of the UK, well-known and established firm, and we feel that we're in a position now to show that we are protecting the environment, that we have a very low carbon content, that sort of thing, that we feel very enthused about getting a report done now. This is important to the investors, important to the government, it's important to everybody. So, that's a big feather in our cap. That's not a short process. It's a fairly lengthy process, but, at least we got that in the works, and away we go. And I tell you, I'm really excited about the stuff that came out on Friday last week, and it was to do with the Seeking Alpha article, and that was, I'd have to say that was a article that was done by AltaTrade Partners. It was certainly not, they never consulted us. They went through all our stuff, and I think they did an excellent job of putting a business plan that we had, that we never announced, into perspective. So, they talk about our patents, that they're extremely important, and they build a moat around our company when it comes to our patented processes. So they did an excellent job, and I was really happy with it. Certainly we were not consulted on it, so it was as big a surprise to me as it was to everybody else that this report came out, and they put us at the top of the heap when it comes to recycling lithium-ion batteries. So, that was a great article, and I think that had a lot to do with the understanding our process, understanding what patents are all about, understanding all kinds of different things that most people take to brush off all the time. Oh, I have patents, ain't worth nothing, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? They are. And, it's been very important to us. It was very important when we started this whole exercise that we not get involved in shredding and creating black mass until we had a patented process down, until we had those in place, and then we moved on to refining that. Our R&D has been to refine our process, and I got to say that Cometco did an excellent job of doing that. They're working away on spacing out and built for the demonstration plant right now, so that will be coming. I know a lot of people are asking me, well, what's happening with the DLA? Well, there's nothing. We can only do what they ask us to do, and we have to kind of go along with their timeline. So I can't really give you an answer on when that's going to develop, when that's going to happen, but, as far as I'm concerned, we have the process, they need it, and, sooner or later, there will be a deal. But, in the meantime, we'll just keep working away on everything that we're doing, get this demonstration plant up and running. It's not like buying something out of IKEA. It doesn't come with parts and with descriptions on where they go and everything else. It's simply, oh, by the way, IKEA always ends up a screw or two loose. They don't have them. And, you know, but in this particular case, we want to have everything in line. So the guys at Cometco are working at, you know, at the layout and how it's going to go down in the plant. So, you know, we hope we're on schedule to get this thing going in January. And, you know, but there is things that stop us, like the COVID. It hits Cometco just as it hits everybody else and hits us. I had it. And you know, we got to... We got to work within those timelines, and but you know, we feel that we're pretty much along the way, and we'll be reporting on that as it becomes available. So yeah, it's I know people get impatient. You know, we try to be transparent about everything that we do. We don't like to put timelines out there because timelines are a thing of the past. You just don't know when something's going to happen. And, you know, you don't know what's going to hold it up, whether it's trucking, whether it's COVID, whether it's getting the parts. It just takes a lot longer, and it has to go through a lot of hurdles these days. So, but, you know, other than that, I can't say that I'm not unhappy. I'm looking at the overall market, which is pretty zigzaggy, and you know, everybody keeps phoning me up and say, what do I think is going to happen? Is it going to be a crash? Well, I think we're in the midst of some sort of a crash. We're up one day, down the next, down 2 days, up the next, up 2 days. None of it makes sense. And right now, of course, it's all hinging on interest rates. If they go up, the market will go down. Probably gold should go up. But we got to work within those parameters, Jim. But I can say one thing. I mean, after being as sick as I was and coming back to work and seeing how things were going on a day-to-day basis, I couldn't be happier. I think we're in the right field. I think that, Seeking Alpha pointed out a lot of things to their group. And, you know, that was a surprise to us too when that article came out. It was, certainly unexpected. And, but something, was happening. I knew that. But, I couldn't put my finger on it. So, it's been a good week, Jim. It's been a solid week of nothing but advancements for the company, and we've got a lot of deep dives going on our process at this time. We're starting to get people that are starting to block out time to come out and see the thing when it's operating. So it's an interesting area that we're in, and. To me, it's only a matter of time. I don't know how much time. I don't know how short it is or how long it is, but certainly the interest is out there, and it's with well-known companies. So it's not like we're sitting in the dark waiting for somebody to open the door. It's we got ongoing work, and that work is continues. So. Overall, I see the markets are going to be kind of fuzzy for a while. We've been talking about crashes now for years, and we saw a crash last March, and that took the market down considerably. But at that time, I predicted that it was a V-shaped recovery, V-shaped correction, and it was. And, this time, I think it's going to be more like working your way out of the bottom, depending on what area you're in. So, we've got You know, we're still working on our permits for the copper-gold project up at Rocher de Boule. I think we're getting close on that, but don't quote me on it, but I'd sure like to have those permits before the end of spring or the beginning of summer. So that's just kind of a thumbnail of everything that we're doing. And we're finding other areas of interest that we don't want to get too spread out. We don't want to get too crazy. We want to, focus on our core technologies, which are the recycling. And that's core to everything that we're doing. So, and not only that, but it's the closest thing to cash flow that the company's going to see. So I think everybody should have a fantastic weekend. I know I'm going to. And the sun is shining here. It's cold, but it's shining, and it's looking good, Jim.
Larry, for people who are new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that got involved in specialty metals back in 2008. And we developed a process for treating low grades of manganese that the U.S. Bureau of Mines worked on for 60 years. And that process is patented in different parts of the world. And we're doing more work with the DLA on that, or we were doing work with the DLA. Now we're waiting for the next lap. So we took that process and adapted it to our recycling. And we certainly had a great amount of success in that. We've got a lot of patents. We've got a lot of patents pending. And, it's just a, that's what American Manganese is all about. It holds some very strong IP. And that's where we want to focus our attention. Get that plant up and going, the demonstration plant. And show that we can do that on a larger scale, commercialized scale, and move from there, Jim. If you're looking for information on American Manganese, Inc., you should look at the Seeking Alpha article on our site. You can see all of our press releases and everything that we've done, we've talked about, and our transparency on that site, AmericanManganeseInc.com. You can phone the company here at 778-574-4444. You can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. We are trading on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QB board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM.
Larry, thank you so much for the update, and glad you're getting healthier.
Thanks, Jim. It feels a lot better to not be bedridden, but certainly it's a long process to get out of that area, but it's happening.
My guest has been Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place January 28th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.